You've had a wonderful year, capped off by a big move. Things couldn't really have gone any better.
Yeah, obviously, it's, you know, times have been really successful in the recent past. So, you know, it's really good, and I'm really happy with how things have gone.
Was the one perhaps key to the success at Scunthorpe? Because all of a sudden the goals have really started to rattle for you.
Not really, nothing in particular. It just seemed to, you know, work really well. We had a really good side and a really good squad, and, you know, things just fell into place, really. And, you know, it was a really successful year, personally and for the team. So, you know, I'm looking to replicate that this year.
It must have been great, particularly when you're on a run, albeit with the pressure of not wanting to lose that run, but to have that record, if you like, under your belt, must have been a great time.
Yeah, it was, you know, to be honest, we felt no pressure. It was more like, you know, bring on the next game. We just used to go into every game thinking that we're going to win this. And, you know, we won more than we lost. Well, we didn't lose for 28. So, you know, it was a fantastic record and fantastic run. And, you know, it was something that obviously I'll cherish. But, I want to do the same again. And that's the mentality that all footballers have got to have, that, you know, yes, we've been successful, but we've got to keep being successful, and that's what, you know, I've come here to do.
What particularly attracted you to Barnsley then?
It was the stature of the club, obviously. You know, the facilities are fantastic here, and, you know, with the club just coming down from the Championship, obviously it was a bit on a bit of a low, but hopefully, you know, if we get things right this year, we can be back in the Championship.
And to be part really of a rebuilding process, if you like, is that perhaps an excitement for you? They're trying to bring in players of your ilk, if I could say, young, hungry, bit of ambition.
Yeah, and obviously it's a pleasure to be a part of that, and that's something that definitely attracted me to the club. Was, you know, I spoke to Ben and to the gaffer, and, you know, they made me feel as if this was the place to be, and, you know, after that it was a no-brainer for me.
And you're the man now, you're the one charged with getting the goals for Barnsley.
Yeah, and, you know, that's my job in the team, isn't it, really? And, I'm more than happy to have that responsibility on my shoulders, because, you know, I've got to be I'm the one at the top of the pitch, I've got to be the one that puts it in the back of the net, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
How exciting is it now that you've made the step up? It's obviously a challenge dealing with players, better defenders, etc. along the way.
Yeah, of course, yeah, you know, I mean, it's every step up you do, it's obviously going to get harder, but if you want to, you know, play the best for your ability, you've got to test yourself against these, and I believe in myself and believe that, you know, given the chances, I'll score, so, you know, and that's what I've always thought and always believed in myself, so I just want to, you know, like you say, prove that I can do that.
Was it always on your mind to move on from Scunthorpe, or is it just a situation that presented itself when the offers and the interest kind of rolled in?
Yeah, like you say, I mean, I didn't particularly, like, I wasn't thinking, oh yeah, I want to leave. It was nothing like that. It was just, you know, interest came, and obviously Barnsley were the club that were most interested, and when that interest comes, it's really hard to turn down, and you know, like I said earlier, it was a no-brainer for me to come here and push my career onto the next step.
Did you have other significant interests? Because hardly a week or a few days went by when your name wasn't linked with somebody else in League One. You know, how significant was the other interest?
Not really, not too significant as such. There wasn't bids flying in every day as people think, but, you know, there was clubs who were interested and were speaking to my agent, but Barnsley showed the most faith in me, and that's something that I want to repay, and obviously giving me a 3-year contract is showing that they've got faith in me, and that's what I want to repay with goals and success.
And one of the reasons I said is that one of those names reportedly at least was Sheffield United. Did they express much of an interest in you?
Well, there was talk of it, yeah, and obviously it was on Twitter and stuff like that. But, you know, it's happened now, and I suppose that's in the past now. And like I say, I'm at Barnsley now, and this is the place that I want to be successful, and this is the place I want to play my football.
All right, so you're on Twitter. That's brave.
Yeah, you know, you get the good and the bad, but, you know, I think when you're a footballer, you obviously put yourself in the public eye, and you've got to be strong enough and to take criticism, because when the praise comes, you're more than happy to accept it. So, you know, you've just got to take the good with the bad and try not to react to either, really.
Now, I'm under orders to ask about the fact that you're an NFL fan, aren't you? Who's your team?
Yeah, I'm a Patriots fan, I must admit. So.
Sorry, Rob Staten, it's not the Seattle Seahawks. How did you get into that?
It was actually like when I was a kid, I used to watch it now and again. I thought, well, I'll give it a watch and see what it's like. And through watching it more and more, I got into it more and more. And over the years, I've just, like I say, the Patriots were the big side when I started watching it, and I've just followed them all the way. And you know, it's a great sport. I really do enjoy it, and I get down to Wembley every year, so I'm really looking forward to going again this year.